Good.
Yep, sirree. By the way, you see McGuire trying to choke back tears all day yesterday?
Yeah.
Weird.
You know.
What is he half crying for?
Why doesn't he just say, yeah, you know what, I did steroids, it was really stupid, and I urge you not to get caught in the same trap.
Oh, because
hurt my reputation, you know, it's a dangerous thing to do.
But
asking me or any other player to answer questions about who took steroids in front of television cameras will not solve the problem. If a player answers no, he simply will not be believed. If he answers yes,
because you did it,
public scorn and endless government investigations.
Yeah.
My lawyers advise me that I cannot answer these questions without jeopardizing my friends, my family, and myself.
Yeah, because you took one shot after another in your buttocks.
Buttocks.
In your buttocks.
Nice taking the Botox injections.
Yeah.
Buttocks. Buttocks.
It happened and you know it. Fighting back tears, just, oh my God, he could barely get through it.
Painfully obvious that
he's so guilty.
He went to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Canseco pointed out, and I do remember this, that early in his career, now his first year he came in and hit 49 home runs. This is the sad thing about it, is he's tainted what would have been a pretty impressive record, in my opinion. He hit 49 home runs his rookie year without doing anything artificial, but at some point, Jose introduces him to steroids. He really takes to him pretty quickly. And Jose said that McGuire really stayed out of the public eye. And if you ever saw him out, he was always wearing baggy shirts.
Oh.
He didn't want people to see how
ripped,
bulky, and ripped he'd gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, interesting.
And Jose pointed out that pretty much became the case with McGuire until the big home run battle with Sammy Sosa. They started wearing the short sleeve shirts and had the lumberjack.
Yeah.
That really came out of nowhere.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, fell a little in love with himself at that point.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was Mr. Baggy Shirt up till then.
Up till then, and then all of a sudden he really got into the contest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just all about the muscles. Go out there batting practice and whacking that ball over the roof and showing off and dragging this fat ass kid all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kid could use some Roy.
Yeah, really. Get some of the fat off that kid. Got him. And here, Roger Maris, his old family, forced to sit there and just acknowledge this. Isn't that, boy, I tell you, man, I don't know. I think it's just such a drag that these people that have legitimately accomplished these tremendous things and these fabulous records, that they be surpassed by these chemical
these
freaks.
Jackasses.
Boy,
Hank Aaron,
that's so too bad, man.
Hank Aaron, 180 pounds when he broke that record.
Isn't that something?
What? That guy was all wrist.
Boy, oh boy.
Brilliant natural hitter.
Yeah, I was going to say natural talent right there, you know?
He really was.
Surpassed by a chemical freak.
Hank ever hit more than 48 or 49 in a season. He was just Mr. Consistency.
God.
But, yeah, it just makes me
sick.
Boy,
oh boy, oh boy.
I hate that. And I don't understand why more people aren't outraged.
Seems like, I don't know, I get the feeling, I don't know if it's true, that more and more people are getting outraged as they hear about this and continue to be saturated with the information now with these hearings, the government, and these parents coming out saying, hey, you know, our kids are whether you guys like it or not, they're role models, and you have this half-assed response to these steroids, and our kids are dying and all this stuff.
I've theorized this before, and I still think it's true to some degree. I think there's a real, in society now, I think there's a real embracing of cheating, of getting over.
Cheating and lying.
Whatever
it takes to get ahead, to make up the buck, to be successful, to have it all, you know.
And it comes up in a lot of different ways. You know, it's kind of like these guys that like to you know, mess up computers with viruses. There's a real celebration of that in the technology community. Oh, is that cool? you know, downloading music. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, we had two good songs in the CD and they make all their money live.
Yeah, those dudes make a ton of money. Don't worry about those rock stars. It works out.
There was hardly a 19-year-old who wouldn't give you some reason why it was okay to steal music.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when you grow up that way, it tends to reflect itself in other ways. So, I don't know, but I hope the outrage does pick up. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
And Faye Vincent came out the other day, the former commissioner of baseball, to say that he thought that record was tainted. If this guy breaks it, there's a definite problem. And I don't know. I have a feeling baseball is just going to try and ignore it and just say, well, it's the new home run champ, Barry Bonds. And they seem to be really leaving him out of these hearings. And they want to take him out of the center of the storm because he's such a lightning rod. Well, of course he's a lightning rod. He's going to break the most storied record in sports. Yeah,
exactly. No wonder he's the center of the
story. Who cares if he's a lightning rod?
Exactly. I can't believe that. Naturally, he's the center of attention, the lightning rod and everything else, because he's the best example of the whole thing. He's taking it more than anybody. Give me a break.
Bud Selig and Stephen Hawking separated at birth?
Yeah.
Do we have a sample?
They look exactly alike. Let me see if I can...
Oh, they look alike. Yeah, they do. You're right. I thought you meant audio.
No. Regular old separated at birth.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Mark.
Dead ringer.
Well. Today... the Spartans tonight, Oakland U this afternoon at 2:50. Well, I got to have a nice, tidy day. 'Cause